Joey and Neera.
Virgin. Okay, so spring break is starting next week for many families.
It starts today.
Yes, big travel day, the spring break travel day. You're going to be spending a lot of time together with your children. Lots of it.
I love that they call it spring break. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure for them.
A mental break, not necessarily, but you will be spending a lot of quality time with your kids, most likely. And this is one of the best times to figure out if you may possibly have an indigo child. Have you heard about an indigo child? We learned about indigo children by Patricia, who is a psychic medium and a very good friend of our show.
We love having Patricia in. She is a metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, spiritual medium. Readingsbypatricia.com is her website. Patricia, okay, we're here to learn. What are indigo children?
Okay, as I said to Neera, I need to give a little bit of the backstory, and that is that in the 70s, which was the time of the hippie movement, love and peace and all, there was this, or actually is still, because I don't think she's deceased, Nancy Ann Tapp with an E, and she wrote a book on indigos because she is a parapsychologist, which is a psychologist that knows a lot about the paranormal.
Okay.
Experiencers and things of this nature. And she noticed an uptick in the numbers of indigo auric kids because she reads auric fields. Everybody has an auric field. And the indigo is the it's the chakra, the sixth chakra that actually corresponds with psychic ability and intuition. So she wrote a book and discovered and even, I think, conducted a study on these children that were exceptional. So, you know, you ask Holly about what is an indigo. An indigo is an old soul, for one thing.
Indigo child.
Yes.
An old soul.
An old soul.
They've been here many times before. But essentially, they have a heightened multi-sensory awareness.
Okay.
So, you know, visual, auditory, tactile. Kinesthetic. They have, you know, full on, but it's heightened. So they're extremely sensitive and they're very prone to hurt. They're exceptional children. And you have to be very careful when treating them and raising them. So this is pretty much what they are.
How can you then tell if you possibly then have an indigo child?
Well, you will know because of the depth of what they say.
Okay.
So if they say something profound, if they're saying things like, Mom, you know, you look tired, you need rest, or things are going to work out. Don't worry, Mom, I know they are. How do they know? It's from some deeper resource that they have within.
And that's the old soul angle where they've lived it before, felt it or experienced it, and it's coming out again.
They have heightened intuition.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very telepathic. They're intuitives. They know things. They feel things before they happen a lot.
Are indigo kids more mature, would you say,
Absolutely.
Than other kids their age?
Yeah, they have wisdom that's unbelievable. And you'll ask, you know, where did they get it from? It's from within.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking right now to Patricia, psychic medium. She is talking to us about indigo kids, a really good time to maybe pay attention to some of the things your kids are saying over spring break, some of the hints they may be giving you. You gave us a really good example of someone who was an indigo child, but now is an adult, but Greta Thunberg. You're saying Greta Thunberg, obviously, an indigo child.
Yeah. Well, you know, indigos often, they're advocates, and they're trying to improve consciousness in humanity. They're trying to raise the level of vibration in people's thinking, their paradigms. And this is why she's an activist for climate control and change. There was another one, and I spoke to Scott about this. Her name is, just trying to think of it.
Is she famous?
Barnes. She's not famous, but she narrated the thing that's on Netflix. It's like Sea of Something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall. Laura Barnes, I think it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a young girl, 13 or 14, and she is an activist for climate change, but also to protect the ecosystems.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see more and more of young kids involved in protests.
Hmm. Okay.
So Sea of Life is the Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
But I think it's Laura Barnes, Barnes. I mean, that would be another example.
That's amazing. Okay, so now I want to go home and, like, analyze my children.
Yeah, we have more questions, and we obviously want to know more about how we would alter our parenting if we feel that we may have an indigo child, and maybe some of the challenges
for sure
that you may face if you have an indigo within the family.
That's right. Okay, so Patricia is going to hang out for another little bit. Readingsbypatricia.com, and we'll be back.
Holly and Neera.
Holly and Neera.
Learning about indigo kids as we're going into spring break for a couple of weeks. You're going to be spending a lot of time with your children. Do you have an indigo child in your family? Talking to Patricia, psychic medium, about indigo children this morning.
Okay, Patricia, in one line, can you please tell us, what is an indigo child one more time?
Indigo children are very old souls that possess some sort of heightened multi-sensory awareness of their surroundings. Something I have to say before too long, before I forget or whatever, is that they see through the veil. And I've been on previous shows with Neera and you, Holly. You know, Neera's mentioned about the veil thinning between the two worlds, the physical and the spiritual. Mm-hmm. These kids can see through the veil.
Whoa!
So that encapsulates what they are.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a lot on these.
Yeah, no wonder they're
children.
So wise.
You also had mentioned that indigo children advocate for a safer, healthier planet. They also are here to create positive changes in the way we think as humans, to nature, animals, higher truths. They want to challenge establishment.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Can you tell us what are the challenges for an indigo child? And if you are a parent listening and you're like, whoa, I think I have an indigo child.
Well, indigos typically challenge authority figures. So parents are part of that equation, right? Yeah. Teachers at school, the systems, because they
the
know
man.
They, yes, they don't quite fit in. So they're going to challenge whatever it is that's a barrier.
Cool.
And like Greta, you know, breaking through that barrier, and Julia Barnes, Sea of Life, breaking through the barrier and doing what we would think is impossible, and they do the possible.
How do we, as parents, family members, how would we evolve or change or alter our behavior if you are maybe thinking that you have an indigo child?
Well, the first thing is you have to listen to them.
Okay.
Because they do often utter words of wisdom that are far beyond our capacity to reason. So that's number one. The second thing is allowing them to express themselves because they need to communicate their thoughts and feelings. A lot of them will feel different from their peers.
Yeah.
So that's something that you have to support. But if and when, and of course they do often connect with nature, you've got to bring nature into your house.
Okay.
So cats, plants, you know, insects, bugs, whatever it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool. They need that connection.
Yeah. I remember I had a teacher friend. We went camping and, you know, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, but my daughter was...
To put it lightly.
And I know I have to get over that, but my daughter was totally immersed within, like, the dirt and the sand.
Sure.
And she was getting all her clothes dirty. And all I kept thinking is, do I have spare clothes? We're camping. Right. I don't have a washing machine. And as a teacher, because I was trying to get her to stop, he's like, you know what? That's the number one problem we're making as humans. He's like, we don't play enough anymore with dirt, sand, rocks, nature. We don't use our hands and feet and explore anymore. He's like, it's one of the most amazing basic concepts for children and for expressing and learning and for calming and soothing is to let them play with nature.
Yeah.
And especially if she was feeling totally in vibe
Loved
with
it.
That earth, like just let her vibe out.
The campfire, the earth, the sand, the rocks, and the leaves.
Neera, you might have yourself an indigo child.
Okay. Questioning establishment.
Yes.
If you want to learn more and you feel like you could really get some help from Patricia here, readingsbypatricia.com, readingsbypatricia.com. Patricia, psychic medium.
We love having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Happy to be here.
And I mean, I always ask, but you knew we were going to call you in, right?
Every time, girl.
Readingsbypatricia.com. Thank you.
Holly and Neera.